Hi everyone, welcome to day 8 of the Butterfly Experiment and also the All Addiction Solution Program. Today I want to talk about, are you a human being or are you a human doing? The last week we've been focusing on, you know, this lockdown that we're in, which has caused everybody to kind of go into a cocoon. That's why I use the butterfly. And we started, quick review, we started with when that caterpillar goes into the cocoon, it has no idea it's going to become a butterfly. It just knows it has to change. That's kind of like what happened to us. We were put into a situation. We know we have to change. We're not quite sure what's going to be on the other side, whether we're going to be a butterfly or a moth or, you know, so whatever it is. And then we talked about letting go of the outcome, you know, and then we did the questions, you know, who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? What do I want? And now today we're going to be talking about, am I a human being or am I a human doing? Well, yeah, and yesterday we talked about when your comforts become your demons, which was the segue into the addiction stuff. Things that bring us comfort, whether, you know, maybe for most of the time it never causes a problem. Having candy, having a few drinks, smoking a joint, whatever it happens to be, could be a comfort. But when you're under a lot of crisis, like we all are now, that comfort can become a demon, and you're drinking too much, maybe whatever, it's a problem. And then you have to do that. And the first step is knowing that you have to change. So today we're going to talk about, though, as you get ready to do this, just to realize it's okay sometimes just to stop and be. You know, one of the things that this crisis has pointed out to a lot of us is we're so busy doing things. You know, we go to work. We work too much, maybe. We're constantly working. We have other responsibilities, you know, families, kids, pets, whatever it is that we're doing, hobbies, da, 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 da. We never stop. You know, it's like one thing, one thing, one thing. We never just be. And then we begin to feel guilty when everything stops and suddenly it's like, now what? You know, now what? You know, especially in the Western world, especially in America, and it's kind of rippled through Western Europe, which is, we're not taught how to relax. We don't take holidays. We don't relax. You know, sometimes our vacations become like our life. It's like, okay, we catch the plane here. We land here. This is this. Then we do this. Then we do this. Then we do this. Da, da, da. And then you're back on the plane on the way home. So many people talk about they have to go back to work to get some rest. But one of the things this has caused is it's made us look at a lot of things that will change. That's why we talk about the new normal. We don't know what it's going to be. I just watched a little thing of a CEO of, I forget the company, but it was a Fortune 100 company. And for years, he fought any kind of homework, any kind of telecommuting, any kind of that, because he was just old school, you know? And, you know, came of age, probably like a lot of people, and this looks like a little bit older than me, 60s, 70s. And you just didn't do that. You had that idea that, you know, maybe you couldn't trust the people or whatever. Well, everything's trackable now. And he goes, you know what? People are actually doing as much or more work at home than they did at work without maybe an hour commute to work and then an hour commute home. So if it's a, you know, they always say 8 hour days, it's usually a 9 hour days with lunch, then an hour on each side. You know, now you're at 11 or 12 hours, there's half your day, you know, but if you could log on, do your work in that 8 hours, if not a little less, and still get other things done, it's like, also too, it's once these things, you know, the analogy a lot of, you know, I have horses, is once the horse leaves the barn, it's kind of tough to get that guy back in. And that's true with this. Even people that maybe didn't want to work at home, you know, maybe at least some, it could become an option. You know, do you need a building with 100 little cubicles for your staff to do, and maybe you could have a lot smaller room with 10 or 20 cubicles and people come in when they have to do certain things. So things are going to change. And all of us that are hypnotists, NLPers, therapists, telemedicine, everything's going to change. Everything. So we got to get ready for that. So maybe part of this is just to be, just to slow down and be, and not to feel guilty. And again, I've been saying lately is don't judge your insides by somebody else's outside. Right? Just because some people are getting so much done, they're doing this, they're doing that, they've taken 4 classes, they've, you know, they've painted this, they've redone this, they've, they're just busy, but they're continuing the busy, which is fine. I'm not judging. It's how everyone adapts and, you know, tries to make sense out of this situation. Other people are just shut down. They can barely do anything, right? So wherever you are, but maybe some of this time is to make us pull back and look about what's important. What do I want to do? You know, and it's causing us to do some things we haven't done, and maybe you like it. I'm in a recovery program, and we've been doing a lot of the meetings online. I kind of like them. You know, it's kind of nice. I could walk, you know, 5 minutes before the meeting, just walk across, get on the, you know, and I'm blessed. I got a room by pretty much by itself. I could log on, be in the meeting for the hour, a little over, log off, and I'm there's no commute. There's no, you know, I miss the human interaction, but there's, you know, there's trade-offs, but it's made me look at some things. I've been doing the telemedicine stuff since 2012, basically. And, you know, started a couple of online addiction treatment programs. So it's kind of interesting, but everything's going to change. But maybe today, day eight, is all about taking a few moments to just be, to realize you don't have to finish every project today. You know, you don't do a day's work in a week, and you don't do a week's worth of work in a day, or something like that. You know, I always screw that quote up, right? Just do what you can do today. You don't try to do a week's worth of work today, right? Just do what you can do, and begin to just take some time to just be. And we'll talk more tomorrow. We're going to have a different topic. We're going to start doing some techniques and tips, and doing some other things. And again, you know, in this time of crisis, we're seeing things like depression, anxiety, addictions of all types. Food addiction has gone rampant with a lot of people because food used to be a comfort. Come home, maybe make a nice meal or stop and get a meal. Now, people are eating too much, or as I said, they're drinking too much or getting high or doing whatever it is. So we can look at some of those things. And we can begin to adapt. But now that we're doing this, you know, now we can begin to plan, since we don't quite know what the new normal is going to be, but you can begin to decide how you're going to be, no matter what the new normal is. Maybe it's time to let go of the anger, the resentment, the fear, the anxiety. Maybe it's time to leave that back in this cocoon that it looks like that we're starting to leave. So that's it for today. I'll see you all tomorrow on day nine as we trudge the road to happy destiny. Have a great day. Do, 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 do. Oh.